From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
How far would you go to return a bottle of wine you simply did not like? Find out one man's tale after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour for listeners to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold as you sample an abundance of liquid gold while meeting some truly legendary personalities along the way. This is a trip completely unavailable anyplace else, and it even includes a sail aboard an America's Cup yacht. So get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. It's a simple fact that wine reviews help sell wines. Favorable words are often the key ingredient to getting a customer to pick one bottle off the shelf instead of the others, especially if the recommendation comes from a store that you trust or a respected wine critic. However, most of us are aware that there's always that chance that once we've actually tasted the wine, we may not agree with that review. It's luck of the draw, since wine and our taste buds is suggestive. We don't all like the same things. It seems that one unhappy customer wasn't prepared to accept this train of thought. After receiving an email promotion from a New York wine store, one Manhattan wine lover decided to buy 6 bottles of a Spanish wine. The store staff had found the Rioja Crianza to be very good and backed this up with Robert Parker's 91-point rating for the wine. Unfortunately, this particular customer didn't appear to agree. After the store refused to issue a refund, the disgruntled customer decided to take the matter to court, claiming he had nothing better to do with his life. The judge, however, had more sense and dismissed the case from the civil court, the decision the customer is planning to appeal. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.